The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Philly Business Spotlight Show here on WWDB.
You jumped the gun there, J-Doc. I had a beautiful open and you jumped in there.
I'm happy to have Joe Kraus take you from here.
This is the Philly Business Spotlight Show. Today is November 29th. We come to you from 860 AM WWDB on a gorgeous Thursday morning, and we find ourselves 9 days out from America's game, the Army-Navy game played here in Philadelphia. The press conference with Ron Jaworski was just spectacular as the 119th game will actually get underway in Philadelphia. And J-Doc, today we've got an incredible show as part of our Philly Business Spotlight. Drexel, Comcast, and the military. What do those three staples or those three powerhouse organizations here in Philadelphia, why are we saying or speaking about them all in one sentence?
Well, this is part of our Heroes for Heroes initiative, Joe, where we're spotlighting organizations and companies that not only hire veterans, but transition them into the workplace, back into civilian life. And it's an awesome, you know, topic. But, you know, there's a lot more to it. And one of our goals is to educate the public, but also educate businesses out there that although, you know, their heart is in the right place, so they understand how to hire military veterans and also the benefits of doing so. So really looking forward to the show.
We've got four guests that we're going to introduce our audience to and spend time with over the next hour. So we hope you'll stay with us across the entire show. Rebecca Weidensaw is the Assistant Vice President at Drexel. She's here with us in studio. Dave Golan, who is the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs with Comcast, he is here as well. Let's start and say a good morning to you, Rebecca. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to be here. Nice. Go Dragons.
Yeah, nice to have you here as well. And Dave, thank you so much for coming into the studio, and we get an opportunity to hear your story and what you do as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm really excited about what's going on, and would definitely like to start by asking Rebecca and Dave to kind of introduce yourself and your roles at your respective organizations.
Sure. Well, I'd be happy to start. I am the Assistant Vice President for Student Life. So as part of my portfolio, I have the unique honor and pleasure to run the Office of Veterans Student Services and by extension chair the Veterans Task Force, which has representatives from all of the departments on campus with the mission to really think about student, veteran, and military dependent life cycle management. And so from the moment that they inquire about our university and our Fine Yellow Ribbon program through their education, their career development, which includes cooperative education, and on to their roles as alumni and continuing to engage them as mentors to our student veterans.
And Dan, if you will, please introduce yourself and talk to us about your role at Comcast.
You bet. So I'm the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs. Our team is led by Brigadier General Retired Carol Eggert. She's a one-star retired general from the Pennsylvania National Guard. We have a team of 8 individuals at Comcast who facilitate all military community engagement across Comcast, NBC, Universal. And when we talk about military community, we mean veterans, National Guard and Reserve members, and military spouses from the employment piece. We also do a lot of engagement in the nonprofit space as well. You know, you mentioned the Army-Navy game coming up. We're big sponsors within Philadelphia of the Salute Series for the Philly Pops. And on Friday night, they're having a big concert there to kick that off for veterans in military and first responders. So it's a very unique organization, if you will, within the corporate space. Not only do we help with employment internally, but we also help companies who are seeking to employ, again, members of the military community. A lot of organizations would like to, but they don't know where to begin or they need tools and resources. So we work with some partners to do some thought leadership and also help people make the transition from military life to civilian life.
Let's tie it together now. So, Rebecca, help us understand how David fits into your life or into your role with what you do at Drexel. And then David, I'm going to turn right back to you and ask you the same question, just so we can follow along and understand the relationship.
Absolutely. So as a Yellow Ribbon program, our commitment is to help eligible veterans who qualify for these educational benefits to use those benefits and gain their education, which includes the cooperative education experience, and become ready for the civilian workforce. So a lot of my work focuses on transitions out of the military, into university, from university into co-op or their full-time employment. And so it's a real priority for me to get to know my colleagues in the city who are interested in hiring our student veterans. And Philadelphia is an amazingly military-friendly city, as you know, and I think we're an exemplar in many ways, particularly for the student veterans at our universities, because we're working together through consortiums and organizations like Philadelphia Salutes to keep the conversation going between universities and employers and find natural pipelines for our student veterans so that this transition from military to civilian careers is really flawless and very smooth and very organic.
Just one follow-up to that, if you will. Transition from military to university and then to employer, what's more challenging for the veteran, the transition to university life or the transition to ultimately getting to a point of being hired by an employer, just in your thought?
That's a great question. And I think for every student, it's different. And that's why I'm so excited to have Otis here today with us a little bit later. He could probably speak to that. He's had two co-ops at Comcast and I think is really maturing in his roles there and feeling, you know, confident and optimistic about his future in his next mission, wherever that might be, with career. But I think it really hinges on how the university and the employer onboards the student veteran. And, you know, there is a really, I think, important recipe in terms of how we do that and just getting into the mindset of the individual, creating a welcoming community with veteran colleague resource groups and other groups at the place of employment or at the university, and being very strategic and intentional in the way that we onboard the student or the employee.
Dave, I know Comcast has had a long-standing commitment to hiring veterans, but not only veterans, also their families. Tell us, can you delve a little bit into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Comcast has been hiring veterans since employee number one. I mean, Ralph Roberts was in the Navy down here at the Yard. It is in our blood, if you will. You look at our four. Neil Smith, who was a president of the cable division for many years, a former Navy SEAL. And we've had individuals with military or connections for years. Martha Soren, who runs our Comcast University, which is our internal learning piece. She's our chief talent development officer. She's a military spouse. Her husband was retired Army 06. So we have people throughout the company. We've been doing that for many, many years. We realize not only the talent that the military community brings to the table as well, but the management leadership skills, the things that go beyond what they learned in the military. I think one of the things that we are truly embrace is the fact of we don't necessarily care what you did in the military. We don't care about your skill set. We care about your mindset. We can teach you what you need to know. But that leadership management skills that someone brings to the table coming from the military, whether they serve for 2 or 25 years, is going to be something that it goes beyond the role that they come into originally. You can teach skills. You can't necessarily teach management leadership skills. So that is something that we've done for quite some time. We've had a very robust employee resource group, what's called VetNet, since 2011 when we merged with NBC Universal. We have about 6,500 employees who are in that nationwide, and that's not only military community members, but also supporters. There is a lot of people out there who have not served but are passionate about supporting and developing military talent. And then, of course, it's our team. You know, our team was founded back in 2015 to help formalize and help grow some of these efforts, not only within Comcast, but again, with the local and national community.
I want to ask you, Dave, if you will, just to speak about that period before your team was formed, because you now come to the party, or you now lead the ship, pardon the pun, from both perspectives.
Yep.
You were hired before the entity or the program was in place. Mm-hmm. Now you run the program. So you know what it's like to get hired before and after.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we definitely have had within the company strong advocates who are strong leaders. I can think of off the top of my head three individuals just in the tower in Philadelphia who are VP level and who are veterans. And so they've always had that passion. They've always had that draw. When we talk about for a company that wants to hire, the key thing is the hiring manager, right? You know, you need to find someone to get someone in the door, interview them, and hire that particular member of the military community. And then they're going to prove it to themselves that they were a good pickup. So in my case, I was fortunate to be connected with one of the leads for recruiting at Comcast, who is still with us. He's in a different role up in New Hampshire, but his background was not only was a VP in the talent organization, he was also a captain in the Navy Reserve and still continues to serve to this day. So he understood it. When a lot of companies saw my resume, what I did as a pilot for 12 years, flying the C-17 Globemaster III around the world, a lot of people said, hey, we're not hiring pilots, we don't have any airplanes. And I said, well, I understand, but I have my project management professional certificate, I have two advanced degrees, and I have this leadership management skills. And they said, yeah, no thanks, we don't have any airplanes. Comcast saw what I had and what I could bring to the fight, and they brought me in, and you know, here I am.
Dave Golan is the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs with Comcast. He's one of our four special guests in the studio for our Philly Business Spotlight. Rebecca Wides and Saw from Drexel, the Assistant Vice President, with us in the studio. J-Doc, I know you want to jump in. Rebecca, I just want to ask you as a follow-up to what David had mentioned there. How much of what you do when talking to a potential employer or trying to establish that relationship with an employer is a sell? How much do you have to sell the qualities that a veteran provides or will provide should the veteran be considered?
Well, I really don't have to sell, which is refreshing.
Yeah, it is refreshing.
And I have to tell you, every day I get an email from an employer or a phone call. They're very interested in our student veterans because we are a research institution, translatable research with an employment focus. We're global, technical, and civically minded. And of course, to Dave's point, you know, about the mindset, this is
and that's what
so
really
key,
interests
right?
me. I mean, you know, a company like Comcast of that magnitude, mm-hmm. being able to step outside the box and understanding, and it obviously it's because of the background and the leadership, having the military experience. Mm-hmm. But when you see a company like Comcast doing that, does that influence? Because Dave, you mentioned, you know, they're not hiring pilots, right? Okay, but that resume is vast, and it would be common sense to me. But let's be real about it. Mm-hmm. Some people just stay inside a tight little box,
sure,
and they miss the opportunities that individuals like yourself.
Yeah.
Is that mindset growing with other companies?
It is. And I think it's just a matter of helping provide information and education. So we work with organizations like Student Veterans of America, Hiring Our Heroes, the Sherm Foundation, and the PsychArmor Institute to help provide that information to companies. Because, again, sometimes it might be an information gap to say, oh, this person was a member of the infantry for 6 years. What can they really bring? You know, they could be a security guard, right? Well, no, they can do that. But they can also do lots of things completely different because they've led people, they've made decisions, they've planned and executed and led.
This is our special on Thursday. It's a Philly Business Spotlight. We're visiting in studio with Rebecca Wydensaw, who's the Assistant Vice President at Drexel, David Golan, who's the Director of Military and Veterans Affairs. We'll continue our conversation with them when we come back after the break. You heard Rebecca mention Otis Hill, 10:31 this morning. Otis Hill will be along, and he'll join us. We'll bring him into the conversation. And then waiting on deck, the cleanup hitter today, is Greg Law. We'll bring him into the conversation as we roll along here on 860 AM WWDB. Back in a moment.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
And back here on Thursday, the 29th of November, as you bounce around the Delaware Valley today, we do hope you enjoy the sunshine and the cool breeze that is in the air today. We are just a day or so away from the month of December. And again, that game coming up on December 8th, America's game back in Philadelphia, the Army-Navy game. And as our guest mentioned, a big kickoff on Friday with the Philly Pops, which is certainly spectacular. That entire event, the aura of the Army-Navy game, J-Dog, I don't know if you've ever attended.
I've been there
but
one time.
Is,
incredible.
It is just an incredible display of military power and feel like no other. I don't believe that can ever, ever be duplicated.
Well, I did go to the Army-Navy game one time, and I happened to be in a box, and I never wanted to be so more out with the people in my entire life. I don't really get the opportunity to get into a box. I got in one. I'm like, I want to be out there. It was absolutely incredible. So well put, Joe. One thing I want to ask David of Comcast, tell us a little bit about the Internet Essentials program and its expansion to low-income veterans across Comcast footprint.
Yeah, so Internet Essentials was created in 2011 to provide a low-cost broadband option for low-income individuals. Since 2011, it's connected 6 million individuals to the Internet. And what that means is a broadband connection in their home with Wi-Fi in the opportunity to buy a laptop computer at a deep discount. So this past summer, it expanded to include veterans. And so if you have a DD-214, if you are a veteran and you qualify for one of several programs, then you qualify for Internet Essentials. For the purposes of talking about the university and student veterans piece, one of the qualifications are if you're a veteran and you qualify or receive Pell Grants, which many do, you qualify for Internet Essentials.
You know, Comcast, you know, obviously has a major commitment to our veterans.
It's not a handout, by the way.
$9.95 a month. $9.95 a month. So it's broadband connection in someone's home.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and along those lines, Comcast has been a partner to many veterans and military nonprofits across the country. Any new partnerships, you know, you guys are in the middle of right now, and you're specifically proud of?
Yeah, so we've got, I mean, so many that are going on right now. With Carol was just down with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation in Washington, which Elizabeth Dole Foundation supports the caregivers of wounded individuals to help support them to network and develop, if you will. Locally here. GPVN, obviously we all know Alex, you know, we're sponsors of their Shark Tank event that's coming up here at the Union League the same week of Army-Navy. Let's pack some more things into that.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so we're especially proud. And then for locally, again, keeping on with the student veteran piece as well, Student Veterans of America represents over 1,500 chapters of student veterans across the country in all sorts of schools, including several here in Philadelphia. They're huge advocates to help not only students the transition veterans find a role in, you know, decide, hey, what do I want to major in? What school do I want to go to? But also keep that connectivity within while on campus and then continue their career afterwards.
Yeah, you were talking a little bit earlier, Rebecca, and Joe had mentioned about the transition from military to college or into the workplace. And along those lines, David, let's talk about the culture. Mm-hmm. Of hiring a veteran.
Yep.
It doesn't stop just at the door. And the commitment to be to hire veterans and have the opportunity to have all those great skills doesn't stop at the
it
door.
It starts at the door, actually.
It does. But yep. One of the, you know, we talk about education-wise is educating businesses who want to be a part of that movement to take advantage of the opportunities that are there and that mindset.
Yep.
How does Comcast you know, create that environment and that culture for veterans coming into the workplace?
Yeah, well, it definitely starts from the top down. Obviously, our leadership are fully committed. You know, we had a goal of hiring 10,000 members in the military community between 2015 and 2017. We met that. It was announced a few weeks ago that we're now pushing that to hiring 21,000 by the end of 2021. So that is a leadership push. There is also then, as far as the mid and the hiring manager push, we help educate and inform hiring managers about, hey, here's how you read a resume. Here are some roles that you can find it in. Student veterans are almost a very easy sell because a lot of people understand college hires. And we say, well, we're going to find you another type of college student. And they say, oh, okay, this person is older, more mature, has experience out in the workplace before they show up. So that is another way we do it. And again, we also work with our partners as well within the space, again, SHRM and the PsychArm Institute, to provide this kind of information with other companies at no cost so they too can develop their own programs.
Rebecca, let me ask you to weigh in here because there's not a disconnect, but there is a large number of veterans who may not understand the success stories that are available. They may not know, just because they don't know. We don't know everything, and they're not aware. How do we get to them? How do we reach them? How do we reach them with the Drexel story and explain why Drexel is such a good fit?
Well, I think our ambassadors are really the student veterans themselves. And so I'm so pleased that we've had this yellow ribbon since 2009. And so we're graduating more and more alumni who are out there telling their personal story. And for us, you know, I think we've learned a lot from them. My colleagues and myself at Drexel University are constantly talking to our student veterans. How can we prepare you better? What are the things that you need? What are your exceptional talents that we can leverage and tell your story to employers? We feel that the student veterans bring an enormous amount of experience and talent and maturity. They are from a performance culture that if you want to talk about grit, you know, this is the group. And, you know, they take...
You have grit, too. You're from a family of military.
I am, sir.
You bring a lot of grit to the party as well.
I try. I take my role very seriously. And so, you know, when I work with employers, I want to make sure that the doors that I'm opening for our student veterans are going to be great fits for them because they deserve that kind of opportunity. So I would say to any veteran who really doesn't understand what's available, talk to a college veteran, find out what's going on. There are rankings, military-friendly rankings that you can look up and begin to educate yourself about the opportunities and really look for things like military transition programs and education programs that focus on military to civilian careers.
The age of a student veteran
mm-hmm.
is what, on average?
Roughly at Drexel, it's about 26 to early 30s.
One of the things, Joe and I had the privilege of we do a program called The Chance, and we had a military veteran who had just finished, and it was in the part of the hard hats, helmets to hard hats program. And we do it with the Philadelphia Building Trades. We have a lot of segments on some of our shows. And we had the opportunity to connect a veteran with a veteran-owned organization. And you know what's amazing? And it was an incredible, incredible show. This individual, his name is Joey Santiago, by the way, had finished and flourished in his apprenticeship, but really, really was drawn to the opportunity to work at an organization and a company that was veteran-owned. One of the things that we noticed was that veterans are drawn towards that, and there's so many, it's because the culture is there, because they want to serve. Do you find a lot of veterans are drawn, once they know about it, they're drawn and towards companies that, you know, understand with, you know, their background and have that type of culture?
I think so. And I think we're kind of a little bit of proof of that. The fact that, again, we have a vibrant employee resource group, that we're very out there with a lot of our things. I mean, we're sponsors of the Philadelphia Veterans Parade, and that's just here in Philadelphia. Now, I picture out nationwide, you know, even Universal Studios in Orlando, which, again, is part of the organization, has a giant Veterans Day parade each year that has a lot of their veterans there. If you ever happen to go down there in Orlando, matter of fact, to the point where everyone wears a name badge down there, and if you're a veteran, you can have a little red rocker that says U.S. Veteran below it. So you're out and about in the park, you can see them out there. So I think we're very outspoken and forward about that. Even if you know, check out our website, comcastcareers.com/military, there's a lot of storytelling there. And we highlight people who are not only currently veterans, but also our employees who continue to serve in the National Guard and Reserve.
Now, Dave, you were a pilot in the Air Force.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about the range of jobs, because not everybody's a pilot in the Air Force. Obviously, there are different ranks. Let's talk about the different employment opportunities from executives like yourself to other positions. What range are we talking?
The whole spectrum, and that's the thing. You know, when we talk about people, I think of recent hires. You know, Tony Sanchez, who works in our customer care section, he was a Navy SEAL. He got out from the Navy and started several businesses, and now he's with us. And so you have those executive level people as well. Then you also have entry level roles. We have plenty of those. And the neat thing about our hiring, if you will, is when you do come in the door, we have a very good way of moving people up. Like, once you come in the company, the first job that you have is not going to be your last job, especially if you come in with the military. We're going to take you, you're going to get that kind of experience and that seasoning, but then that we're going to get that leadership and management experience out of you as we move you vertically or horizontally or whatever, especially when you look for the corporate roles. That's especially the case. We have a lot of people who not only spend a lot of time here at Comcast, but also jump between Comcast and NBC Universal as well, because we're looking to cross-pollinate, if you will. So it's kind of like, you know, buckle in and get ready. We're going to place you in a lot of places.
You're going for a ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Dave Golan, who's the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs with Comcast, Rebecca Wydensaw, who's the Assistant Vice President of Drexel, visiting us. We have about four and a half minutes left until we get to the break. David, I want to ask you, because Comcast is a big company, a very large company, a huge footprint, not only here in the Delaware Valley, yet from your position, do you ever find yourself feeling helpless, where you want to hire every veteran that's out there? And is that the reason why now the program tries to initiate and reach out to other companies to help spread the message?
Yeah, we've definitely, you know, we would love to hire everybody, but that's just not a reality. And as would a lot of other companies who are involved in the military community space. And so that's part of the things why we work together. We see something like, again, Hiring Our Heroes, which is run by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. A lot of companies are involved with that. I mean, off the top of my head, Amazon, Facebook, Prudential, even, you know, competitors, Verizon, AT&T, we all get together and we work together, because we might be competitors in the marketplace, but when we're talking about the hiring game, we're peers. And that will even be to the point where sometimes someone might be approached by or approach another company out there that says, hey, we have a perfect opportunity for this this individual, veteran or military spouse, but we don't have any location or presence there. Are you interested in them? And so they'll pass that resume to us. So we are, again, going back to the idea of we share our information and some tools and resources to help companies as well, but we also do a lot of sharing amongst, you know, the corporate structure as well.
When you talk about other companies, how can companies listen in now? Maybe smaller companies, maybe a mom and pop. How can they learn and how can they get educated to hire a vet, to do it the right way, to create a culture, to be able to take advantage of what veterans bring to the table and what skills the student veterans bring to the table that they may not be aware of?
So the one of the organizations we sponsor is PsychArmor. So it's psycharmor.org, spelled with a P. That is an organization that out of San Diego that developed about 40 to 50 different courses. And we're talking about 10 to 15 minute long videos that talk specifically about how to start an over veterans recruiting program, how to interview, how to manage, how to start your own ERG. Again, those are at no cost if someone's like a mom and pop shop. The other piece of that too, obviously, if they're local or national, Comcast_military@comcast.com. Reach out to us. We're happy to chat with just about everybody to help get them connected and plugged into the ecosystem.
Rebecca, I'm going to give you last word before we go to the break.
I just think for any veteran who is interested in growing his or her career, you know, check out the universities that are there for you with military-friendly infrastructures to help you on that journey, that transition, because there's a lot of support at the universities and colleges. And as Dave said, there are veteran colleague resource groups at Comcast. There are veteran colleague resource groups at our university. And the alumni are there. So you come from a culture that is about we. And when you come to a university, I think you'll experience that same experience, because we're building a military-friendly ecosystem at our university, which partners very intentionally with the employers. So we'd like to be a part of that journey with
as
you.
As part of our Philly Business Spotlight, we roll on 30 minutes in the book, still a half hour to go. When we come back, we'll introduce you to a veteran. Otis Hill will join us. David will step aside and we'll bring Otis into the conversation. And then later on, David will be back at the microphone along with Greg Law. So we've got a great half hour lined up for you on 860 AM WWDB.
Are you concerned your money won't last as long as you do? If so, you're not alone. In fact, more senior citizens fear running out of money than they do dying. But what can you do? The good news is there may be hope. Millions of seniors just like you have taken advantage of a special program called the HECM. It's only for seniors who are Social Security age and have equity in their homes. The HECM helps folks use a portion of their home's equity to fuel their retirement without any payment obligations besides your property taxes and homeowners insurance. The money just has to be paid back when you sell your home or both you and your spouse dies, and the kids get the rest. Now, the HECM isn't a magic pill and probably won't put you in the lap of luxury, but it just might be the difference you need to thrive in retirement. For more information and to see if you qualify, contact the HECM hotline at 267-289-1095. First Alliance Home Mortgage makes HECM loans, NMLS 5034, licensed by the Pennsylvania Department of Banking, Equal Housing Lender.
And back here on our Thursday Philly Business Spotlight, as we come to you on this Thursday morning, 10:32 in the Delaware Valley on a gorgeous morning. And we have a special thanks to Rebecca and Dave, who were part of our opening half-hour segment, J-Doc. An incredible amount of information in there. And you heard Rebecca often refer to and reference a veteran. Well, we bring you a live veteran. We bring you Otis Hill, who's going to bring join us in the conversation and bring some clarity below the surface so we can get an understanding of how everything works.
Absolutely. Well, Otis Hill, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank David for his service as well. If you will, let's start off. How has the Drexel Co-op program helped you in your transition from military to civilian life?
Well, I'm very glad you asked that. The way it's helped me the most is definitely that resume. I think that's the most important thing. And it's stressed very greatly at Drexel is how important the resume is and how to get across your skill set in the military and how to show that to the employer and how you can actually help.
Now tell us a little bit about your military background so our listeners understand what you're talking about.
So I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was an intelligence specialist. I traveled all across the world. Most of my time was spent in Japan and Bahrain. And during that time, I got the chance to lead groups doing searches of vessels in the Arabian Gulf, as well as humanitarian services for Japan during their crises in 2011.
Now, Otis Hill, that is, it's amazing, when you think about it, and you think about the magnitude of the responsibility that you had, it almost appears that the transition to civilian life would be relatively easy because of your ability to master at such a high level, but yet it's not. That's where Drexel comes in, where Drexel University comes in. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think the main reason is because when you even if you read, I mean, if you read my resume now, it's a lot better. But coming out of the military, you kind of list these things, these big things. And when an employer reads it, they're like, well, I don't know how that translates to what we're doing. We're in a corporate environment. We work in these constraints. We don't know how facilitating a massive humanitarian relief effort could possibly help us, or how that translates. And that's where Drexel comes in. You get the chance to do mock interviews, and they teach you on how those skills do translate, and how you can talk about the core skills, leadership, fitting in, learning, showing that ability to learn on the job and really roll with the punches. And those are things that you don't really necessarily learn coming out of the military.
When you got out of the military, were you aware of the programs that were available at the time?
Absolutely not. You definitely have to do a lot of your own research. And that actually is part of the reason I actually came to Drexel, is because I saw that there was kind of a lack of a real strong transitional program coming out of the military. And the co-op program at Drexel seemed like the perfect fit to be able to transition.
How'd you find out about it?
So it's kind of my own little internet searches. I kind of picked Philadelphia because my sister was already
there.
Because
of the Eagles, of course, but that's not important. We know you're a Texans fan, but that's not important right now. Oh.
I definitely harbor no ill will.
Which is, except one day this, I guess in the next month or so, but that's not important right now.
We can drop that game. We'll be fine.
We don't have a show with Otis that day, do we? No, but yeah. I mean, having said that, you're transitioning in the military life. When I think one of the things that David said that was really, really important was the mindset. As an American, and it would be just second nature for me to want to help and be a part of a movement that is supporting our veterans. When you hear individuals, corporate individuals that are looking at resumes where it's not translating, okay? I think it's as much about educating our veterans about what's available as also some of the corporate executives out there that should take, a lead from Comcast, an organization that luckily and fortunately had leadership, from the top, to train them as well. Did you see a disconnect there at least at the beginning, where a lot of the organizations, there was a disconnect and they didn't understand what they could possibly get?
So the thing about the Drexel Co-op program is you get to do a lot of interviews with a lot of different companies. So when I first did my Comcast Co-op, I actually interviewed for 13 different companies. And you do see somewhat of a disconnect. I actually enjoy going to the interviews. You get to learn more about the employer. They get to learn about you. And that's where I preferred Comcast over the others, because they were looking at the resume and they were excited about how they could fit my skill sets into their roles and what they could do beyond their roles that could fit with my skill set as well. That was something that I didn't really see as much with the other employers.
Let's bring Rebecca now into the conversation on that tee up from Otis. Nice job by Otis. Rebecca, that is what you're supposed to do. That's what you're trying to do at Drexel, is create a wide list of opportunities for that conversation to take place. Yes?
Absolutely. And I mean, the co-op is one of the crown jewels of Drexel University, and Steinbrite Career Development Center is just second to none. We have a long history of preparing graduates for their careers. And one of the most exciting things has been working with Greg Law and his colleague, Angie Brennan, who really are champions for developing out support structures for our student veterans who want to make the most of their co-op and do it in a little bit of a different way, which Greg will talk about in a few minutes.
Otis, tell us about your experience at Comcast.
Oh, it's been great. So my first co-op, I was working in the global audit team, and I had a great experience. They really went out of their way to set me up with opportunities to meet people that could further my career. Right now, I'm planning on going to law school. They're like, oh, okay, we'll get you up to the 50th floor. You can meet some people in the legal department. You can talk to these people.
The 50th floor, huh?
Yeah.
Can we do that on the third floor?
The illustrious 50th floor.
And you're going to go to law school, and they're taking an interest in that.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that because even transitioning now to the co-op I'm in right now in contract management with the business services team, I work with a lot of attorneys, and they literally spend an hour or 2 hours every day just talking to me about law and what I can do legal-wise and what will be my opportunities when I get out and maybe even coming back to Comcast.
So, when you started doing your search to figure out before you decided on Drexel, did you know then that this is what now would be?
I did not. And that is kind of the struggle of a veteran, is sometimes you know you want to get out and you might have a plan for getting an education, but you have to be flexible enough to know that things might change, your plans might change, and that Drexel has helped me a lot with that too.
Yeah, Rebecca, and that is an awesome, did you know what now would be? And sitting across from you now seems awesome. I mean, it seems like endless possibilities. Rebecca, in your direction, what started this at Drexel? And how does it feel when you know that you can impact and create and opportunities and doors that are open for individuals that are at such high levels to really take advantage of opportunities?
Well, thank you for asking me that. I'm just so proud of what Drexel's been able to do, but I feel like the best is yet to come, and we have to keep working at this. It started, with the Yellow Ribbon Program, which is a huge commitment on the part of Drexel University. We started a Veterans Lounge. We had a task force that meant that everyone can participate and everyone can chip in to help our student veterans transition, evolve, and grow and stay connected to us at a university. We all want to be part of authentic communities. And we want to create a university that is welcoming to our student veterans and military dependents, because they can make such a positive impact, not only on our campus, but beyond.
At Drexel and Otis, for what yous are doing at Drexel and Otis, you're an outstanding example of I think the potential and possibilities for veterans out there. And I think the general public needs to know this. And what I really think that's important is to educate the companies out there to see the opportunities that they may be missing because they don't understand and they don't have the education. If a organization like Comcast, a corporation at that, at that level, is taking the lead, which is not a surprise because, obviously they're successful for a reason, but, certainly, it's an example of what other companies should see, and also those individuals that are in the military. Like you said, that's one of the things I was thinking about, Otis, while you were talking. If somebody's in the military and they want to transition, and there were a lot of people in life that are in one position, and maybe they want to transition, they just don't know how. And they can't, and they don't make decisions. Or somebody thinking about going into the military. One of the things that Joe Krause and I have encountered in our endeavors to try to, bring a microphone to this, create a platform, is the number of organizations that are out there that want to help veterans. And I say that because people who are thinking about going into the military, they should see obviously that there's also life after military, and that the military itself can be a great opportunity to learn and be actually a stepping stone for other things if you want to transition. So thank you both so much. It's been awesome.
Otis, I'm going to give you last word before we get into the commercial break here. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I'm going to give you the microphone. I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm just going to give you a chance to talk to other veterans So perhaps there's a veteran out there that is either listening now or will hear this podcast and then start their own search and perhaps get on a road or a path like you've found for yourself.
I would say to them, definitely think about education and strongly consider Drexel, because one of the main things that I've never had to worry about during my whole time at Drexel is veterans benefits. And there's actually a lot of paperwork and different nuances to that that can become a headache. And I've actually talked to veterans at other schools, and it has become a headache because they have to manage it themselves. At Drexel, they have their own dedicated veterans office that actually does all of that for you, so you don't have to worry about it. And then also, I'd also say strongly consider Comcast as well. They had a hiring event last week even that I went to, and that was awesome. They showed they went over people's resumes, they talked about the opportunities available, and I even got some people in touch with some people, and they might be getting a job from that. So think about the possibilities out there and look for other organizations that help veterans as well.
Well done. Well said. You've said all the right things today, sir. Boom. You've done all the right things to this point.
Thank
well
you for
done. That's
me.
Otis Hill joining us. Also, special thanks to Rebecca Wydensaw. Did a great job behind the microphone today. She is the assistant vice president at Drexel. You heard Rebecca reference the Steinbright Career Development Center at Drexel. On deck, batting cleanup today, Greg Law. We'll bring him up to the microphone. You're listening to the Philly Business Spotlight on 860 AM WWDB.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
And 10:49 on a Thursday morning. This is the Philly Business Spotlight. It's a Thursday special with Drexel, Comcast, and a veteran joining us today who did a great job. Special thanks again to Otis Hill for coming into the studio and being a part of the live broadcast. Again, as I mentioned going into the break, J. Doc Rebecca referenced the Steinbright Career Development Center, and I want to get right to the introduction of Greg Law, also from Drexel, to bring some clarity to exactly what that means. And I say good morning and welcome to you, Greg. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yep, thank you very much.
And so the Steinbright Career Development Center is a central piece of Drexel University's career readiness and career services support center for all of our students. So my part is I'm assistant director for the employer relations piece. So my team and I, we work with the employers. We work with the companies to facilitate and develop job opportunities and co-op opportunities for the students. Quick thank yous to David and Otis, both for your service, and to Rebecca, who's an incredible leader at the university and on our Veterans Task Force, truly. And thank you guys both.
Your biggest challenge when dealing with an employer, not all employers are David. And I don't say that to be disrespectful. I just say that there are different challenges depending on who you're having a conversation with. What is it?
The biggest challenge for the employers is...
Or for you in dealing with the employer, a potential employer.
Gosh, you know, and there's just so many. There's so many employers who are looking to hire talent, who are looking to hire veterans, who are looking to increase diversity.
Do you think they understand what it takes? A lot of them, like in other words, one of the things that Joe Krause said, talked about David, but not every company has an individual like David in their organization. Some companies are smaller. Do you find it that companies, there's a willingness to learn, but do you also notice that sometimes there's, like we talked about earlier, a disconnect and not having that experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, there certainly can be. And, you know, there are so many resources, organizations, support centers, partners that they can be connected with, both at Drexel and just with our partners. So we're there for them. We're there to offer guidance. I mean, when I'm talking, I think Rebecca had said earlier that we don't have to sell. And it's really true. When I'm speaking with employers out there, we're creating relationships, we're developing opportunities, we're talking, we're figuring out what the problems are, and we're figuring out how we can provide solutions.
Let me bring David Golan back into the conversation. JDoc David is the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs for Comcast. Let me ask you, David, to react to what Greg referenced there in terms of the outline of services that fall under the Steinbrite Career Development Center. It's a mouthful, but inside of that title are a lot of details which, when they reach a company or they reach your desk or they reach somebody in HR who's conducting the interview, that's where they translate. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is fair to say. And I think part of the things that are important, especially with Drexel and many of your schools, is that relationship that we've had with organizations for some time. And so we know the quality that comes out of schools and that pipeline. We can have that discussion back and forth. So when a student comes along, be it a student veteran or not, we can see what their strengths and weaknesses are, for that matter. And it also helps from Drexel to say, hey, here's what Comcast is interested in picking up over the next, you know, semester or year, for that matter. So it's that ongoing conversation, which obviously helps them when they advise their students to say, hey, here are some hot majors and degrees right now. I mean, here's what you want to study. And that trickles all the way back to people who are getting out of the military. They might be 2 or 3 years getting out before they get out of the military, before they go and use the GI Bill to say, hey, where should I go to school and what should I major in? It's going to change. It's dynamic.
Is there communications back and forth by, for example, a Comcast and Drexel in the education process of hiring the veterans, what your experiences are, some of the things that, you know, that you realize that are going on as far as culture-wise in a company? Do you guys communicate back and forth?
Absolutely, yeah. So all of our employer partners are all provided with an actual specific co-op advisor. So every employer has a central contact, has someone that they can come to with initiatives, with any kinds of questions and needs for support.
What's the feedback in general when, you know, when you're dealing with a company that may be new to hiring veterans, and then let's just take an example where, and the mindset is a great example, mm-hmm. David, of a company that says, well, you know what, you know, this individual doesn't have exactly, you know, the skills and the position I want, but they have so many more, and they take a chance on that individual.
Sure.
What's typically the feedback you get when somebody goes out there and does it after they hire a veteran?
It's strong. It's positive. It's usually, let's do it again. How can I get more involved? How can I come to the next career fair? How can I get involved in an activity on campus? How can I partner with one of our colleges? They always want to do more. We've talked about transition a lot and talked about resumes a lot, and that's really something that we really work hard with our students on. Hiring managers like David over here, I'm sure, can relate to trying to find things on resumes, like the ability to work in high stress environments, decision making, creative thinking, on top of all the technical skills, team building, and leadership experience. And those are things that our veterans are so strong in. So we really work with them to bring that experience to light on the resume so that it's easy to read and so that these hiring managers can see it right away.
Yeah, I think one of the things is if a company is interested in hiring a veteran or get into that kind of business, one of the key gateways is the student veteran. You know, I always ask, especially Philadelphia area companies, say, well, do you have a co-op or internship program? Oh, yeah, we do. Have you considered asking specifically, hey, we want student veterans? And that's a great way, because once you get one, they're going to shine, and it's just going to be that's going to cause that demand. And you know, here we go.
David, what's more important on the resume? Is it the military accomplishments and the military credentials, which are so justly earned and should be center of attention? Or
Is it the details that went into that?
Yeah, I think it's a fine balance. And, you know, you definitely want to be able – some folks are so humble because when the military, it's all about the team. It's always about the we. Well, on a resume, you need a little bit of – you need to be I a little bit in that case. And so, hey, you know, how many people do you lead? What was your budgets? You know, people and money, people and money. That's important to do. The other important thing to do as well is to – for someone who's getting out of the military or a student veteran is to find someone, a mentor, to review that. And that shouldn't be a peer. That should be someone who – knows nothing about, you know, perhaps who you are, so they can read it and they can understand it. There's a lot of resources out there. Obviously, you know, Drexel has some nationwide. There's a program called Veterati, which allows for virtual mentoring of military folks and people in corporate America who want to give back. But that's a great way. You want to make sure that your resume is reviewed several times because you might get it and your peer might get it. We need to give it to someone who totally doesn't understand who you are and make sure that they understand, you know, and what their questions might be.
Craig, tell me about the wide array of services that, including the resume, that you're offering to veterans?
So all of our students, all the ones who are going to do co-op, they all take a co-op course, you know, a career readiness course. And we actually provide a co-op essentials career readiness course for our veterans because, you know, an 18-year-old freshman coming in versus a 26 or a 30-year-old veteran who's coming in as a first-year student, really, you know, there's going to be a huge difference in experience level already. In goals, and they need a different strategy. So we provide that essentials course to them. Of course, co-op, like Otis is utilizing over there, our veterans can do up to three co-ops. They get first-year career educational counseling throughout their entire tenure at Drexel, career fairs, workshops, affiliations with professional organizations. We have three career fairs each year, and this will couple in with what else employers can do when they want to ask about how they can get more involved. So we have these three career fairs each year, and at every one, we host a veterans lunch. So there's rows and rows and rows of employers, and for an hour, up to an hour and a half sometimes, the employers can come. We host a lunch kind of on the side. It's right there where the student veterans, employers who want to become more involved and hire veterans can come and mingle and interact in a casual, light, engaging atmosphere.
Greg Law from Drexel University joining us here, representing the Steinbright Career Development Center. Have about 45 seconds left, and I want to give Dave Golan from Comcast 30 seconds of it, David, just to put a recap, a bow, and some closure on today's discussion. Well done, Greg.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity, and again, a lot of times in the military community, we all get together and talk about how important we are and how we are to supporting how great veterans are. Thank you for providing an opportunity to let the general public know, and perhaps someone will learn from this and perhaps go check out some websites. Some websites to check out, military.comcast.com if you want to see what we're doing writ large. And then if someone's looking for a career, comcastcareers.com/military, and then at Comcast Military if you're on Twitter.
Well done and well said, and a great segment and Absolutely. Just a great hour of Philadelphia Radio here on 860 AM WWDB. Special thanks to Rebecca Wydensaw, Assistant Vice President at Drexel. Of course, David Golan, the Director of Military and Veteran Affairs. Greg Law, who finished up the show for us today. Nice job batting cleanup, sir. He did a good job. And our veteran in the building, Otis Hill, who is in his second co-op at Comcast. And I venture to say, J-Doc, on his way to whatever he decides he wants to do.
Absolutely.
That's going to do it for the show today. We thank all of our listeners for tuning in to the Philly Business Spotlight. On behalf of all of our guests today, our listening audience around the Delaware Valley, and of course, my partner, J-Doc, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.